Greetings, everyone. Good evening. Happy Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope you're in good health. Hope you're in good spirits. This is Italis One coming at you. You can catch me on your YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, Facebook, and all that good stuff. Like, share, and subscribe. Blessings again unto you and everybody. Hope you're doing. I just want to say greetings this evening because, you know, it's supposed to be like a family day here in the States, and everybody's getting ready to go to their respective places in their homes and, you know, visit family members and so on because of the Thanksgiving festivity. Even now the kicking off what we call here in the States Black Friday, and then you have also Christmas. You know, in spite of all the calamity and all of the confusion going on in the world, we still find time for family. Family is a good thing. Yeah, especially when it is the family that you desire. You know, it is a good thing because I'm telling you, a lot of us wouldn't be here if it wasn't for family and family members who have taken the time out to fulfill their duties, right? And make sure that the next generation is getting taken care of. So these are one of the things, you know, we do give thanks for. We give thanks for family members who, especially parents, loving parents, and, you know, people who keep us and remind us that we are loved. You know, that's just one of the most thankful and blessing things that we can say we are thankful for. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, it may not be the perfect situation, or it may not be even the situation that you like, but it could be worse, right? It could be worse. It could be like some parts where we know right now in the world where war is going on and people are trying, are struggling to find out what they're thankful for. You know, when they see them situation don't change, or them situation never get better, you know what I'm saying, and gradually is declining. But we who have a little, it is much. So brethren and sistren, let we give thanks and continually giving thanks. And, you know, we may not traditionally follow the West system of giving thanks, right? Because some of we are give thanks and we don't even know what we are give thanks for. You know what I'm saying? So when you do your research and you do your understanding, you can separate the Wesley thinking style of giving thanks and accept the godly style of giving thanks, because it's not a must that we must be here. It's not a must that we must go through, but we have a roof over our head and we can sustain ourselves by the grace of God. So we are thankful in that sense. You know, we are thankful. And we know, say, we have to just give thanks on a daily basis, right? Regardless of whatever may happen. You know, everything, a lot of our people are in darkness, you know, when it comes to understanding, you know, how to survive in the West, you know, how to deal with coming out of colonialism and all these things. But glory be, the scales are being lifted off of many eyes, and many people are beginning to understand the ideologies that have kept us in bandage for a very long time. But this is slowly but surely, the shackles them are being broken and the chains are being broken, and it's beyond human comprehension, beyond human effort. All these things are happening in real time, and there's nothing most people can do about it, or anybody can really do about it, because if them take care of one, a next one pop up. You know what I'm saying? And the truth is evident, right? When you look at economic truth, you look at spiritual truth, you look at all type of truth out there, so it's evident that one truth still remains, and it's factual. Seen, and people are, as I said, realizing that what has been told is not necessarily the truth, but what is now being revealed and exposed is the truth. And it's all God's plan, God's doing, and God's timing, which is perfect in every way. You understand? In every way, you know, some continent were tied up for many a years, denied progressive, you know, ideas to enter into the country, and denied economic opportunities and educational opportunities. But now the tables are being turned, where because of God's timing, these things are going forward. So many are things to be thankful for. Even in the body of Christ, the same, you know, thoughts of yesterday that has kept a lot of people in bondage, kept a lot of people without knowledge of the truth, right? A lot of people for many years, you know, I thought and would never even second guess, you know, that people of color was in the book. Not to say it is all that important, because it was never important, but because of what we know now and how we was grown and what we experience in our life, me get to know for myself as well as many others, that is not necessarily true. There has always been people of color since the beginning of time. See? And it is a blessing. I'm thankful for the truth. You understand? This is what I'm thankful for. You understand? Because what has been denied for so long is now being exposed, revealed, right? And weighed in the balance as authentic truth. Nobody can deny it. All the vloggers, the travel vloggers that go around the world, who I have subscribed to, those who have taken time out of their life and reveal unto us the great monolithic statues and temples made out of stone and ancient ruins that say people of color have walked the earth and have left documentation, where them never used to teach me in a school. Boy, I'm thankful for the truth. I'm thankful for the time. You understand? God bless the parents who pass on information and gave us what they knew at that time, but they never really knew the full truth. So because they never knew the full truth, we only could learn what we could learn. And then when we went to school, they only give us what they thought, you know, was the full truth. It's not until we start grow a little bit and we see cultures that were around us, you know, particularly, you know, different movements where we don't really have to call right now, but we know different movements were in our community and in our homelands, and they express, you know, identity, and they express and say, well, you know, ancient ruins from Egypt and all these places, you know, we can go on all day. But still, the truth was revealed. The truth was revealed. And I'm thankful for that. You know, who the sun set free shall be free indeed. Right? And if you seek, and you shall find. You know, the truth is there. So many things we are thankful for. We thankful for family. Right? We thankful for knowledge and wisdom. We thankful for outlets that have been denied are now opened, and, you know, different roads of expenditure, right? Different roads of expenditure that has allowed us to, you know, experiment into becoming social entrepreneurs. Yeah, man, we are thankful for that. Because the platform has been given unto us, and we didn't have to go out there and bully anybody or go out there and bend over backwards for a platform. You understand? Where we know in the olden time, you know, not too long ago still, but in the olden time, this is what was going on. You know, people were puppets and all these things, you know, just to get a platform, you know, just to answer the call, so to speak. Yeah, we are thankful for that, because God give us the victory over self-promotion, right? He promote us anyhow. Yes, God is good, man. Yeah, so big up all the YouTubers, and big up all the Spotifyers, all the podcasters. Big them up, big them up. Thank you so much for your love and support. I see you. I may not be able to respond to you all at once, but I do see you. And when I do connect with you and see you in the future, in the present, it'll be a good celebration. Because we know we put in the work and we're supportive of each other. I really appreciate it. Man, have a happy Thanksgiving. Believe you me, I'm going to try. And I hope you do too, as we continue on this journey. We are almost on the road to 2K on YouTube. And I need some help, people. If you can subscribe, like, and share, it really will help. I thought I would have been further along, but at the same time, we're taking one day at a time, right? Blessed love to everybody, man. Blessed love to all the supporting people out here who contribute with the good and pleasant comments. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the love, man, to all the ones and ones in the diaspora, and also the connecting new friends. I really appreciate you guys for the support that you guys are doing. Yeah, we are in the Christmas season, so, you know, it's our love. And as we press on to the new year, I hope say it's a blessing new year for each and every one. So, guys, I'm about to head out. Because, you know, we have to do the little family thing. Yeah, man. Keep me in your prayers as I keep you in my prayers also. And hopefully, we will meet again. God willing. Yeah. So, as I press out, because, you know, the traffic is a killer out in this these parts right now. Everybody trying to make rounds. So let me get out of here. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.